as a short video clip that explains the leprosy, how it impacts people's life. And I have a slide, and I will So this is how the leprosy bacteria looks like in our body under a microscope. It's a bacteria disease, and therefore it can be cured. It's very mildly infectious. It spreads through sanitation. And when the people's health is weak, their nutritional level is very low, then people get leprosy. And the bacteria tend to live up to 5 to 10 years in the body as dormant bacteria. And as the health goes down, it comes out. So that's why we struggle, the leprosy organization struggled to identify and treat leprosy. And this kind of patch appears in the body. And those who lived in Asia and Africa, we know that due to the high humidity and sweat, we have fungal skin problem, and very similar to this. So we go to the local health workers for treatment, and they give local treatment. And without proper diagnosis, leprosy get ignored. And here, an advanced, more bacteria in the body, and it start to show. And you can see more of bacteria, and you can see in the, under the ears, the nerves gets thickened and damaged. It very much like the diabetes, advanced diabetes in this country, in the Western countries. The sensation disappears, and the nerves gets damaged. This is more advanced infection, bacteria in the body, and it start to show in skins as boils. And you see this gentleman has lost the toes, and there's only a stump. And in his legs, probably he has no sensation. And leprosy affects the individuals. Physically, as you have seen, it affects the eyesight, thumbs, feet, hands, and the face disfiguration, and causes disability. As a bacteria, that doesn't cause the disfiguration. The neglecting the disease that damages the nerve system, and therefore people then have more damage. So people get treated for leprosy in a very advanced, a very early stage. They will have no symptoms. It will be cleaned as any other bacteria disease. Psychological impact. People with disfiguration and their mental health is affected very badly. And it's a very highly stigmatized disease. So when people hear they have got leprosy, and suddenly everything looks very bleak. Life stops, and the only way they can do look at their future is by ending it. Many people decide to commit suicide. Social isolation, even your own family will isolate you very quietly. In the nighttime, they may take you and throw somewhere else. Because if others come to know that one member in your family had leprosy, then the whole family will be thrown out of the house, out of the community. Getting married is a problem. Getting medical treatment is a problem because there are restrictions. Apparently around 108 leprosy-related laws in India alone that prevents people getting various benefits, government jobs, getting married, and we have been advocating for repealing that laws, and still it's in the president of India in his desk waiting to be passed. And the leprosy affects the community. It has economic impact. People are unable to produce income, and therefore socially they are deprived. Social stigma, they are isolated, they are pushed away, and as access to health is a challenge for many people. In many countries where we work, we don't have national health service. How much we grumble, we have national health service. In countries like India, Nepal, Bangladesh, or Nigeria, or Ethiopia, zero health service. You have to pay for every piece of medicine. So without an organization like Leprosy, their Leprosy Mission, they haven't got the health support they needed. And Leprosy Mission works on health education, on advocacy, treating people, and also providing income-generating activities, as you have seen in that video clip. Leprosy is preventable. It's a bacteria disease. There's a course of antibiotics. It's freely available. People don't have access to it for a number of reasons, because there's no incentive for governments to get it down to the national, local health clinics. And secondly, people haven't got the transport to go there and get. Last year, I was in Congo. Democratic Republic of Congo is the size of Europe. And the biggest challenge, I went to a clinic, and clinic has the medicine, but went to the village, there are people have got leprosy. And their big challenge and our challenge is to provide transport so that they can get to the clinic. And the size of Europe and providing transport for such a vast country is almost an impossible task. And here are some of the empowering individual community empowering work that we do, income generating activities. So this is a basket weaving. We trained people so that they are able to weave baskets according to their ability, and then they sell it and generate income. And this lady selling earthen pots and generate income. And home gardening. And this is in Sri Lanka. And this is in Sri Lanka too. And I'm sure some of you will recognize what it is. It is onions. It's a small onions produced in Sri Lanka and that part of the world. And so I'm so pleased that today's reading is about the 10 leprosy-affected persons and crying out to God, Jesus, hear our prayers. And here we are the 10 affected people coming to Christ and crying out, help. And Christ says to the 10, go and show yourself to the priest. He didn't say, go, you are healed, or anything of that nature. In other places where Jesus met different people, he said, you are healed, go away, or go and show yourself to the priest. Here he says, go and show the priest. And they go away, and 10 of them realizes they have been healed. And like us, we come here and we realize how blessed we are to come to church on Sunday, how blessed we have a roof over our head, how blessed we are to have 3 meals. And one of them came back, 9 of them didn't. And the question for us, are we the 9 or are we the 1? I want to believe we are the 1. We are coming here to say thank you, Jesus, for your blessings. And leprosy mission is a God's mission, and every help that people give, it reaches out to the people who deserve, people don't have the things that we enjoy. So thank you for supporting the leprosy mission. Leprosy mission receives donations from individuals and legacies, and 80% of our income comes from individual giving. So thank you for your support to the leprosy mission, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and speak the work of the leprosy mission.
In Gladstone, how long has the mission been functioning?
It started in 1874. So we celebrated our 150. Celebration is a wrong word because leprosy is not finished, so can't celebrate. We marked 150 years last year. So this is our 151 years.
So it's been around a long time. And was it started in the United Kingdom?
It started in the United Kingdom. It started by a teacher called Wellesley Bailey from Ireland, and he went to India to join his brother who was serving in the military, and he wanted to be a teacher. And there he was in the house wherever he was staying, and every night he hear the bell ringing and people making noise. And that's the time the persons affected by leprosy comes out of their hiding with a bell, letting people know that this person is coming, so they go and hide. And people who leave their food at the doorstep or the front gate, they collect their food and they go back. And when he questioned, we queried what's going on, when he found out this is what's happening, he felt some compassion for them. Then he wrote to his friends in Ireland asking for help. This is in 1874. And they had coffee mornings, what we do here, and they raised £39. In 1874, £39 was a lot of money. And from there it started. At the time there was no medicine. It's only a house for them to come and have meals, clean clothes, maybe to clean themselves, clean their wound. And very stigmatized disease even now. So imagine how stigmatized it was. And that's how leprosy mission started.
Wonderful. So on the, in the pews we have these envelopes to support this mission. And also there's this wonderful magazine here with terrific items that you can purchase for the work of leprosy mission. But thank you for coming today. This bless you. And Gladstone will be sticking around at the end of the service to answer any questions. But do support this.